That's a kind of a pretty remarkable analysis of the real reason why there's very good and very bad in America. And, of course, the latest book is Pleased to Meet You. And I like, I think that Rob uses a bit of hyperbole and a little sarcasm to try to deal with the real issues behind what's good and what's wrong with America. When we see, for example, the video we did yesterday was Jim Fetzer, we're already getting a lot of response because when we simulcast it to live stream in HD to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, through Periscope, iTunes, etc., all over the world, and we got a huge response. So if you sign up with live stream, you're going to get noticed, or if you sign up over on YouTube, and we give all the sub tags so you can actually search and find the issues here. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Dr. Bill. How you doing?
Good. I got your book, so I'd like you to kind of explain the reason behind writing these books. Firstly, it's kind of a little bit more evident, the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, and you show on the front of the book some interesting pictures that I think are kind of focus where you're kind of coming from. You showed the Georgia Guidestones in the upper left-hand side, genocidal complex with a swastika, and in the center of the front page you have the 322 sign of skull and bones, which, of course, George Bush Jr. belonged to, and John Kerry. And, of course, it shows also the United Nations building in the lower right-hand side. And your latest book is Pleased to Meet You. And what are the purpose of these books, and why is it so important to be honest about the nature of what it is that's driving America, both good and evil? What is the purpose behind the books?
Well, first of all, I mean, the first book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, I mean, obviously that's multi-meaning there. I mean, portion of it, is un-American, but the UN, obviously, that's what I'm getting at, the United Nations - American Genocidal Complex, and I mean that literally. And basically what that book does, and that's just, it's a cliff notes or a snapshot, if you will, of the quote conspiracy. But what I did is I tried to keep it as compact as possible. Basically what I did with that book is I took Darwinism and the real charge of Darwin, not this idiot that, the scumbags at the ACLU and defend in separation of church and state and that nonsense, that nonsensical nonsense we call evolution as science, but the real evolution, the real Charles Darwin, which was blatant racist, with his origin of species and superior races and savages, which is basically sub-Saharan Africa and, the Pygmies and these sorts of people, the Aborigines over in Australia. There was an Aborigine genocide, thanks to Charles Darwin back in the 1800s. And so basically I traced the real roots of the American eugenics movement, which took place after Darwin in the 1800s and morphed into the American Eugenics Society, which gave us people like Woodrow Wilson, Margaret Sanger, founder of the Negro Project, or the American Birth Control League, which today as Planned Parenthood. Charles Davenport, these kinds of people, and what they wrote, and the superiority of the white race. So these are the predecessors of your Ivy League, holier-than-thou, self-aggrandizing white liberals that are today are bad-mouthing Trump and calling him a racist and all this. This is their progeny. These are their predecessors, okay? And they had an international love fest, an intercontinental love fest going with Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was not... he was not a self-made man. I mean, of course, Germany, World War One, and I don't go off on that too much. World War One was a setup, just like World War Two. But basically, Adolf Hitler was a subset of what I'm calling the Un-American Genocidal Complex, which people may call the Bilderberg Group, the Eastern Establishment, whatever you want to call it, the Deep State, I guess, is the latest name for it. My name for it is the Un-American Genocidal Complex. And so it just traces, through Hitler, through the American, Anglo-American support, industrially, scientifically, so-called, with Darwinism, philosophically, again, with Darwinism, and a superiority of the white race over the others. And in Hitler's case, it was mostly the Jews and invalids. Hitler wasn't after just Jews. It was anybody that, would make the white race impure. In America, it was basically blacks. And lesser types, invalids and these kinds of people, hence, Margaret Sanger's Negro Project and the like. But you had this fusion of these two streams between Hitler and American, and that's what gave us Adolf Hitler in World War II. And of course, so in other words, Hitler is a subset of the un-American genocidal complex. World War II, in a sense, never really ended. I mean, it was won physically on the battlefield thanks to the great side of America, which is not the un-American genocidal complex, which at this point, I'm sorry to say, we're a little more than cannon fodder in the setup that was World War II. So the point is, the evil, the magnitude and the scope of the evil that we're talking about here, hopefully people are starting to get a grasp of the true spirit of Antichrist and what I consider, why I consider these bozos that get up there with their comic book Antichrist and their Jerusalem temple and their, you know, their rebuilt temple and their, you know, their 666 and all this nonsense. While they're all, you know, out there preaching and peddling their wares, this is what's going on. Okay, the creation of communism, the creation of Hitler, the deaths of hundreds of millions of human beings in the 20th century alone. Okay, that's the point of the first book. And then, of course, I kind of conclude it with the man-made deployment of the AIDS virus. Okay, it didn't come by some green monkey. It didn't come by some patient zero, which, by the way, there was an article that came out a few weeks ago. A few months ago. I wish I would have grabbed it. But anyway, it said patient zero in the case, you know, that this mysterious patient zero, which I'm sure you can talk to, I never really existed, which anybody with half a brain cell could have figured out. There's no way that one person, you know, caused the AIDS virus all over Africa, you know, and in five separate American cities all at once. But it's that same stream of Hitler-esque, Darwinist, white superiority, Northeastern, Ivy League, liberal, you know, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Brzezinski, Soros, elitism, that's what I'm really looking to capture in that book. And the second book, you know, Pleased to Meet You, is more, you know, at some point you get the logic's end, Dr. Bill, trying to explain this stuff from a logical or a scientific or even a biblical standpoint.
Right.
If I'm saying that right. So the second book, Pleased to Meet You, is more like a... Yeah, it's Satan kind of being a wise guy to this O'Brien character, which is synonymous with the aforementioned un-American genocidal complex. So it's kind of what I did is I took Orwell's 1984. I obviously took the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil. I took a couple of John Carpenter films, They Live, and In the Mouth of Madness, and I kind of mashed them all together, and I created a conversation between a Satan character and this O'Brien who represents the un-American genocidal complex, like I said, in the spirit of C.S. Lewis' Screwtape Letters. So I kind of...
Oh, yeah, that's very clever, very clever. So you use the Screwtape Letters type format with all these neat things mashed together. That's cool.
Yeah, so it was kind of... Yeah, I think it's Screwtape Letters. I think it was a senior devil. I think it was, I forget his name, Wormwood or Beelzebub, and the other junior was Wormwood, I whatever the names were. But I took that concept of a conversation, and that's, like I said, I kind of mashed it all together. I tried to keep it short. I know people are busy. There's so much information coming out, but I tried to explain things, the insanity, in such a way that it's understandable. At some point, you know, look, you got the banks, you know, you got the war with Russia, you know, you got the deep state, you know, why are they doing this? Why are you pushing a war and this and that? At some point, you get the logic's end.
When you see, I just want you to kind of take these books and what you're commenting and comment on what's going on currently. We have Susan Rice. I think she's gone to the Rice School of Malignant Lying. It's unbelievable. Sure. She'll say one thing, I don't know anything about nothing. She literally said a few weeks ago. Then she admits, well, I did unmask these names, but there was no criminal activity, nothing political about it. So you're kidding. You asked for dozens of times to unmask actual names of the Trump team, but there's nothing political about it, but you're digging.
Right.
And if you found enough dirt, you're going to give it to your boss, Obama and Valerie Jarrett and anybody else, and make sure it gets dumped to the media so you can kind of destroy Donald Trump. I'm sure that there was some backdoor things saying to the NBC, hey, you got an old tape where he says some obscene things in the back of this kind of trailer with this young guy. So, hey, if you got that tape, let's dump it from NBC. And even NBC didn't do the story. They dumped it to somebody outside of NBC. So I think that she's a what I call a deep state operative, and she's evil. She's got this funny look about her, too. She's got this smiley face look. That's like, I would never do anything wrong kind of look. I'm thinking, she's malignantly an inveterate liar. Like, for example, Benghazi, she was caught lying, saying it was due to this this terrible tape that caused this thing to happen in Benghazi.
Right.
When we know, in fact, that they could have scrambled people there to protect them within 2 hours. They wanted the Ambassador Stevens and also non-government employees that used to be former special forces working on contract near the site there that were actually in the complex to die because they didn't want people to know about them transshipping armaments to the Syrian rebels, which are ISIS and Al-Qaeda, etc., or ISIS, that they wanted to get back, including man pads they had given to the Libyans. And they had, I think, up to 57 man pads they were trying to get back, and the Libyans said, hell, we're not going to give those back to you. So the Libyan rebels still have man pads, which could be anywhere now. They could be in Germany or anywhere, and these man pads mean they have surface-to-air missiles. They can hit a jet 5 to 10 miles from the airport and knock it out of the sky. People don't know this, do they?
No. People are wholly ignorant, and that's kind of the they live element of the book, Pleased to Meet You, this whole concept of Fox News versus MSNBC and the nonsense.
Well, even Hannity is defending... Media. Even Hannity is defending, in a sense, indirectly George Bush Jr. by walking around his museum of pictures of all these veterans that died in the Iraq War. And then we have Colin Powell. And I call him Colin Powell instead of Colin Powell because he's full of fecal matter. Okay? The real issue is here, so is Hannity trying to kiss the butt of George Bush learning his painting skills in the last 5 years because this whole war was illegal, immoral, and had no basis in reality. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that would justify, you know, killing millions of Iraqis, including Christians, and at least 500,000 children died without medicines in Iraq.
Right.
This was a testing lab for advanced weapons. It was to balkanize and break up Iraq. And it was on that list of seven nations they wanted to trash. Syria was supposed to be number seven, and then Iran. Now, because Russia came in as an ally in Iran, they're not taking down Syria. Syria is going to stay there. Now, if Syria ever does fall and Damascus is blown up, because it says in the Bible, Damascus will be burnt with fire, that is at the time of Armageddon. That means when the final war happens, because it's in a bowl, one nuke over Damascus, which is the oldest continuous lived city on the earth, will be destroyed. And it's going to happen in the future. There's no doubt about it biblically. But the fact is,
sure.
America... and in the state of it's a real hell, Israel, and the CIA literally created ISIS. Everybody says this. Bashar al-Assad says it. The king of Saudi Arabia says it, that we had a self-inflicted wound called 9/11. And I guarantee you that Donald Trump, who builds buildings, knows that 9/11 was an inside job. And the only way you can turn girders with steel that needs to melt at 3,000 degrees is with nukes. And there's no disputing the fact that burning jet fuel, JPH jet fuel, in the nozzle of a jet engine will only burn at half the temperature needed to even melt it, let alone the cover with 2.5 inches of asbestos. It's simply ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it's atrocious, okay, without even going to the, you know, to the basic, you know, objective scientific level. I mean, all one needs to do is you say, wait a second, I mean, the whole storyline doesn't make sense. You had 19, now, by all records, even Fox News, I mean, the United States government was tracking these guys for how many years? And you mean to tell me on one morning, 19 of these guys managed to conglomerate at, what was it, 3 separate airports on 4 different planes, and not one, and they managed to slip all that security? It just, it doesn't make any sense. And you get into the whole thing with the, you know, with the trying to pilot the corkscrew turns with the jumbo jets. I mean, these guys could barely fly Cessnas, you know, according to all the records, and then learning to fly planes, according to the this is mainstream news. I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah, there's two alternatives. Either they had expert pilots that were not these guys. Number one, because they were actors. Number two, they can use Global Hawk to actually fly the jets remotely. Do you know, to the mid 1980s, all jets, and it still is right now, have remote guidance systems and flight controls that can remotely fly any plane on. That's made by Boeing Aerospace.
Right.
They all can be flown remotely.
Right. I mean, I'm sure you know much more the technology than I would, but sure. I mean,
I was a Top Gun pilot, a doctor. I took care of the people working in the military, refurbishing these jets in Fort Collins, Colorado, etc. I know the intimate classified details, and it's disgusting.
Yep. Yep. And people, you know, people out there are probably thinking, well, how could this be? You know, how the government can be that evil? It's like, I mean, is it really that hard to imagine? I mean, if you go back to history and you look at the evil of dictators, I mean, you know, Genghis Khan and you know, Alexander.
Yeah, none of them are as bad as us. None of them are as bad as America. We've done things as a nation and called ourselves lily white perfect that is beyond any of the evil done by, you know, Nimrod, the ancient god of Babylon, you know, king or emperor of Babylon, or Genghis Khan or anything. America's done such evil things, and try to put on a face like, you know, like Susan Rice. I would never do anything political. I'm thinking, you couldn't even recognize the truth if it slapped you in the face, Susan Rice. She couldn't.
Right.
It's amazing.
No, she's gone. It's just, you know, look, I mean, but you know, the point is that, you know, people will say, well, America could never do that, you know, that kind of, well, that evil exists.
That's all America does. How many years has America been founded? I think since founding of America, America's been at war for 228 years as of last year.
Right. Yeah.
So this is all America does is interfere with the world. It controls the world. It's the New Atlantis. It's the proxy of the old British Empire after World War II to literally be the policeman of Earth for the globalists.
Sure.
And, you know, at least Trump is now saying, hey, if we're going to have NATO, you're going to pay your fair percentage. And even Germany is trying to balk at us. Like, are you kidding me?
Sure.
And by the way, he told them, if you set up your own trans-European military force, I'm out of here. I mean, to hell with you guys.
Sure.
So we freaked out the guys in the Netherlands, and they thought, well, we'll just keep on using the Americans and pocket our money and put it into social programs and weird stuff they do. And the Europeans are going to get a wake-up call because Trump's not going to take it. And the same way with Xi, when he meets him, he didn't want to meet in the White House. He wants to meet in Mar-a-Lago in Florida. He's either going to fix this thing with North Korea. And by the way, when that little missile that they fired off to the sea blew up on its launch pad, that's good because we hit it with a space-based laser weapon, plasma weapon. And if China doesn't realize that they've got their neck in a choke chain, they're stupid. Because South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan are armed to the teeth with nukes, and in 8 to 12 minutes, every city in China along the coastal areas where all the industry is can be turned to an atomic vapor. So they better smarten up and realize this guy, Kim Jong-un, and I have this from my own contacts 2.5 months ago in CENTCOM, can strike New York City today, as of the end of March, with a No-4, No-8 missile, all the way with, by the way, technology we gave them through AQ Khan of Pakistan. In fact, what was interesting is AQ Khan, until literally the last year and a half before the end of the Bush administration, somebody said to him, by the way, I think it was the news media, were you aware that AQ Khan still has access to such and such a database of build nukes? And this is at the Waziristani plant in northwestern Afghanistan. And he looked at it like so surprised. It's like, oh, we better do this, the sanctions. Too late, man. It's like closing the barn door when the horse is not only out of the barn, it's out of the state. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the horses are on the Pony Express somewhere. I had heard that a lot of this is going through Pakistan, but you know, again, this is Bill Clinton. I mean, this is going back 20 years, right? What was it, the Rial Corporation and, you know, bags of cash, you know, for the Al Gore campaign. I don't remember the particulars of it, but this is, you know, everybody's all high and happy. You know, the stock market's through the roof, so the dot-com bubble, Bill Clinton's great, you know, so what if he lies? But the problem with that is, you know, the guy's lying to your face, you know, what's he doing behind your back? And, you know, in this case, selling missile and nuclear technology to the North Koreans, well, guess what? That, you know, it's time to pay that piper, and it's not going to end well. I mean, it's just I don't know how it could. I mean, with China, you know, China I think is using North Korea as kind of its little attack dog. It seems to.
No, of course they are. They try to feign that they don't have control. That's not going to work with Trump, the master of the negotiations.
Right.
I'll tell you what. Right. There's a surgical sign in medicine when you know that really the jig is up. Like you got a knife at your throat or a gun at your chest. It's called the anal wink sign. And I guarantee you that Mr. Xi is going to get it today when he goes to Mar-a-Lago. He may go golfing. When Donald Trump asks him some tough questions, he better have some damned answers. He did go to the University of South Carolina, so he's gone to American University. You better realize you're dealing with a different kind of beast character. I call the White Knight Superman, Donald Trump. He's going to trump him. You know, like they say in cards, you're going to get trumped. Well, he's going to get trumped today, and you better do something about North Korea or we will do it.
Sure.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So, Rob, there's a couple of things that I get all kinds of different sources from Gerald Celente and other items. I think the globalists are going to pull off an economic, lightning strike by the summer. And I'll tell you what I see the signs of. Number one, I see the gold-backed yuan last year. I see the globalists wanting to use the yuan in the Chinese currency as a world currency standard and kind of literally pull back the amount of Treasury notes being bought by China has dropped tremendously. China basically now is about to get themselves screwed and tattooed, because if they don't pull back North Korea, if they don't deal with proper trade and stop the industrial espionage, Trump is going to cut their throat off, and their head off. If they don't realize this now, these idiots, they're going to find out that they're gotten way too big for their britches, and now they're going to deal with Donald Trump, and they're going to deal with a very experienced America that's no longer going to do the foolish prostitute game like Barack Obama destroying America and deconstructing the empire. That's over. Now that's over. So my guess is that you're going to see an economic thrust to learn to destroy the dollar this summer. And we have several headlines. One we have to do retreat now is the end of April. If we don't by the April 28th actually pass the debt ceiling and the budget, by June 1st, we cannot run the government, including recharging 48.5 million EBT cards for people's food stamps. So most of our military and Air Force can't even fly. In fact, Mike Pence's son is dealing with a jet. He's one of the pilots that actually their air systems aren't properly working and is putting poison into the canopy. So the state of our military is in such a disarray from the idiot and the evil bastard Obama, who now is running a shadow government trying to disrupt and destroy Donald Trump. And the media, like this moron on CNN that says, I'm not even going to assault your intelligence with the idea that Susan Rice would dare to do any political things, even though she asked for over and over again unmasking of Trump's team. This guy needs to be slapped in irons for saying this on the media. People like this need to realize you're doing this in the media. You need to realize this is a form of journalistic sedition. This is not just normal journalism. This is a form of sedition to try to foment a civil revolution in the country and to lie to the point where you put everybody in danger. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Bill, when you look at this, you know, and these major media conglomerates, and I include Fox News. I mean, Fox News, like, once in a while, they'll do something legitimate.
They're better than most, but there's still problems.
They're better, but they're the best turd in the septic tank.
I love your very flowery analogies and word pictures.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge.
So, Rob, I got an important question. What's the first, how do they get a hold of your books? You have three books out now. These are, I think, really excellent and important reading. Some of the things I tell people, like whether they're reading the book Feast of the Beast by Tex Mars, your books are required reading. If you listen to this program, watch the videos, you want to really know what's going on, you got to get these books and read them. They're not big. They're really punchy. I think they're what I call very good in terms of reading and sarcasm. They actually kind of bring it all together to say, now, if after you've read these, you still think that there's not evil going on in America and that there's not criminal activity and demonic activity happening, are you on the right planet? Really, it's hard to believe. And don't attack the messenger. When you read the books, you realize it's not one person talking or another. These books kind of just lay it all out for you and say, look, here's the evidence. You can't avoid it anymore. It's just it's not opened to people having an attitude, because they say an opinion. This is a legal term. Is evidence based on logic and facts on the ground. And you got it right there in these books. How do they get them?
Yeah, well, the website is boxupsunglasses.com. That's one word that's, you know, the base. It's based on the box of sunglasses that, you know, Roddy Piper finds in a movie They Live, and he puts them on. And but if you go on that site, all one word, and the, you know, the links to the books are right there. You know, I got a little YouTube thing going. So the opening page, and then if you page through, then there's all a bunch of other links. But boxofsunglasses.com, for those two books are there. And then my first book actually is, as I have as a PDF download, that's called They Live, Great Society of the Undead, which I don't want to get into right now. But let me just say this. I mean, the word great, when you say great society, it's not Lyndon Johnson's great society. The New Agers and the devil worshippers running this country and the world have their word for great. What they mean by great is the actual devil.
I mean
that literally. I mean, I don't have time. I know we're coming up on the end here. That's a whole other subject. We can maybe get a future show. But I mean that literally. I mean, and I have the documentation to prove it. But be that as it may, all the books are available there. And you know what's funny? Just in a quick minute. I mean, just talking about the top of the show. We're talking about the Georgia Guidestones, and the person that founded them was a person by the name of Robert Christian. And the date on them is March 22nd, 1980, which is very interesting because the March 22nd, of course, would have been at the 322. That's why I pasted the 322 right in the middle of the book. But if you go to the Freemasons and, you know, and look at the euphemism, Robert Christian, it traces back to the Rosicrucians, the forerunners to the British Royal Society and the Council on Foreign Relations and the whole, you know, Eastern establishment we were talking about before. But what's interesting is that they make Robert Christian, or the Rosy Cross or the Rosicrucian degree of Freemasonry, the 18th degree. And according to the Freemasons, that's a summation of 6 plus 6 plus 6, or the number of the beast. So it's no accident that they place, use the term Robert Christian as the founder of the Georgia Guidestones. And again, that's a whole, we could spend hours talking about that alone, but just remember what Revelation 13, what it says. It says to calculate the number of the beast It's the number of a man, 603 scoring six. So it's not telling you. It's not some stupid, 666 planted on some guy's forehead, with two horns, throwing fireballs out from Jerusalem, according to Hal Lindsey or whatever the nonsense they're talking. It's counter, calculate. So if you add 6 plus 6 plus 6, you get 18. And these people are doing it right in our faces. I mean, this is basic stuff here. I mean, these people, instead of hiding it, they actually flaunt it. They make it so obvious and so pervasive that people refuse to believe it. They just go into shutdown mode. So what I'm saying is our devil-worshipping overlords are dancing around us and laughing at us like we're a bunch of little children out here. And in many aspects, Dr. Brill, I think we are.
Yeah.
I think people
why do you think the number 18 is used? My son, who's an expert on Gematria and the Talmud, and these we call the Kabbalah, comes on and talks about periodically, usually once or twice a month. And the number 18 is specific, and the reason it's a number, it's 666 is actually the hexadecimal number used to actually occult the planets and stars. And they use it because if you actually go back to Jonathan Gray's talk about, he talks about the sting of the scorpion, the ancient signs and the star signs were actually prophetically there from the ancient world to prophesy the coming of Yeshua, Jesus. In the ancient Hebrew, in the ancient world, they all knew about the coming of God on earth. And they polluted and perverted it. Of course, in ancient Babylon, they make every star a god in Babylon, and they perverted all this stuff. But the number 666 is Satan, literally the god Kronos, the god of time, if you want to call it, the god, the prince of the power of the air, to try to take over from God. That's why the ineffable name in the 17th level of the Orc Rite is Yah, which is the creator god, number one, Baal, the fertility god, and Osiris, the god from the underworld that resurrects. So two of the three ineffable names of, quote, the triune god are Satan. That's the facts. And we have to understand that this world is being run by Satanists. You know, the book that was held by Albert Pike, and that letter that he talked about, the three battles, which Jonathan Gray talks about, the three woes or the three jihads. We're into the third one now. This is the last jihad. This has all been orchestrated by Lucifer to destroy and abort the human race before the marriage supper of the Lamb, where Christians become transformed to a new type of people. Literally, as Jesus said, when I return, you shall be as I am. He didn't say we're qualitatively going to be different. He came back in a physical body, ate food, was still supernatural, and he could leave. But he was God, and he says, when I return, you shall be qualitatively the same as me. So what he's trying to say is, you're my people. When I come back, I'm going to bring the intersection of eternity and the temporal. I'm going to bring heaven to earth. That's why the New Jerusalem descends to earth. But evil's not going to have a second chance. And I had a caller last week that said, well, how long is Christ going to reign? The word Christ is not really correct. Christ is a term meaning anointed one. That term was actually invented by Domitian, the emperor, to say, if you're a Christ, or anointed one, I will kill you in front of the lions as your other anointed ones. So it was actually a blasphemy against Christians saying, well, Jesus was anointed, so I'm going to anoint you by being eaten by the lions. And so people don't understand these things. You need to have it kind of re-explained to them that evil's not going to have a place in the earth. There's not an end to a thousand-year reign. We already had 2,000 years of grace by God, and it's going to be over soon. There is going to be a peace treaty. I mean, I listened to the news this morning. They're talking about this idea of Rouhani meeting in the Royal Palace in the Kremlin with Putin. They're now talking about the idea that because they're working on some kind of peace thing with Syria, etc., there is going to be a peace treaty, probably in the first term of Donald Trump. Now, I can't tell you how long after that it'll be when they'll start the blood sacrifice, but it won't be at the Temple of Antonius. It'll be at the Springs of Gihon. And it doesn't need to even be more than just a mosque, a synagogue, or even the tent of meeting like ancient times Moses, because they have all the materials. But it will be evident to everybody that by rabbinic law, and I know this right from Zafed, from the Sanhedrin that was reconstituted last year, so it's done now, that they're ready to do it. And everybody on earth will know, whether you're a religionist or not, you're all going to know that there's a peace in the Middle East. And today, the King of Jordan, this is earlier today, said, I will recognize the state of Israel if Israel allows a Palestinian state and a peace treaty. And he knows his neck is on the chopping block because with the move of Iran and Syria and Russia there, then all these so-called Sunni Muslim states are literally on the chopping block, and the only way that they can prevent them literally from being crushed, if there ever is a conflict, is to have a peace treaty with Iran, Syria, and Russia. That's the fact. So I guarantee you the peace treaty may even happen before next year, but it's going to happen real soon. And that means people out there need to start grasping that we're in the birth pangs now. Really bad stuff's going to happen. We've got plagues coming. We've got economic catastrophe coming. We've got geopolitical and earth changes coming. There's a seamount off the east coast of Italy that if it blows near Mount Vesuvius, it'll create a tsunami up to a quarter mile high, wiping out all the coastal areas of eastern Italy. And they've already stated this in the Open Science in Italy. We've had Leo Zagami on talking about it. We have a tsunami, a seamount off of the coast of Oregon that's part of the Cascadia subduction zone. And a year and a half ago, when it actually rumbled, it caused the coastal areas to drop 8 feet. 8 feet, the coastal areas of the seafloor dropped 8 feet. So if you don't think really bad things are going to happen real soon, you're not paying attention.
Sure. And I think the language of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you know, when they cry peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come on to them. I think, like you said, I think that scenario is rapidly unfolding before us.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, and I wrote, you know, I think I've mentioned this past, you know, the Mystery Babylon, you know, there's no doubt in my mind the Mystery Babylon is New York City and the United States.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Now, I'm an optimist, and you are, too, because, Rob, you know why we're optimists? Because we believe, quote, God is with us. Well, not just us personally, but with us as a collective believer, and also, to some extent, with America. Even despite the fact we've got this giant tumor of the demon rats and the republic craps, I call it, these both sides of the snake party, deeply embedded into the body politic of America, doing mayhem all over the world. But God has sent Trump Pence. That's what sense of humor God has. He sent the Trump Pence, which means he's blowing a trumpet to say, hey, I'm even going to name your president and your vice president to be a wordplay on the sound that I'm coming. Don't be afraid, my believers and my bride. I am coming. And despite all the evil that's going to happen, because there's so much opposition, it would not at all surprise me if they assassinate Trump, try to impeach him. I mean, I saw this one. She's got such bonker eyes, you know. Evelyn Farkas. And I'm thinking, well, they should call something other. Evelyn F. something or else, okay? But she's really screwed up. And now that Susan Rice is in there, the liar-in-chief, and nobody in their right mind, especially even in the congressional committee, will believe this maniac, because she lied so openly in five different media just on one day about this so-called speech that incited the death of the Ambassador Stevens and the others that are from my county, San Diego County, down there trying to defend them. And they could have easily wired over. They sent over several hundred wires trying to get defense, because there were hours between the initial attack and the final one. They dragged his body, by the way, Stevens, through the area, castrated him, and then killed him after they tortured the hell out of him. Okay? So you got to understand here, Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration want to hide the fact they had not only armed the Libyan rebels with advanced weapons, including manpads, they want to resend those over to the Syrian rebels and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and the Libyans were so enraged by that fact, they decided, well, we'll attack. And there was lots of advance warning they could have defended Ambassador Stevens. They didn't want people to know that Ambassador Stevens is acting as a proxy for illegal weapons transfer to potential terrorist groups, and they didn't want to blow back onto the Abominator and to Hillary Clinton. These monsters.
Right.
That's the facts, okay? And Rice was directly in the middle of this vortex, lying with her head down and shaking her head like, yeah, you got to believe me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this woman has got the body language trying to say, I never tell a lie. And you know when you get somebody like that, they are a malignant, satanic liar. There's nothing that moves over her vocal cords that means truth. Nothing.
Right. Well, it's just like, you know, John chapter 8, I mean, you are your father, the devil. He speaks lies because it comes naturally to him. I mean, that's basically, I mean, these people are of the body of the devil. The serpent, you know, of course, figuratively speaking, just like Judas Iscariot, but they do it, I guess, not so subtly, but subtly, because they are convincing the majority of asleep Americans that they're telling the truth and whatever. And
I'll tell you what, when they say asleep, I take a little different approach, and I have some new terms for it, and you probably like these too. 98% of people are not stupid or ignorant; they're feigning ignorance. They think that if they lie sufficiently to us, they will believe it themselves, even though they know it's not the truth. We also have people pretending to be stupid or uninformed when they're not. Like, for example, when Susan Rice said, I didn't know nothing about nobody, she said a few weeks ago. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding. Then you matched up with her current tape. Oh, yeah, well, I unmasked him, but we were just searching around. Well, why are you searching the Trump team, and maybe up to a year before he became president? Why are you doing this? Do you think that he's involved with sedition? He's going to bring in, you know, terrorists are going to blow up, you know, the White House or do something else? You're kidding. An international contractor that builds buildings and has hotels all over the world, you think that you need to get go after Trump and find all... No, he's trying to find dirt so you can take the man down. And the fact that actually of all this time they found very little, other than the fact he has a potty mouth and a little bit of Asperger syndrome, so his mouth moves faster than his tongue, and in the presence of young men trying to impress him, he'll say obscene things that he, in his own personal life, won't do. This man doesn't smoke or drink. You think this guy is a lascivious monster? You got to be crazy. He's an obsessive workaholic. I mean, he's got hotels and complexes everywhere. This man is not going to party like a party hardy and take drugs and go and you know, start screwing around. He doesn't do it, okay?
Right. And then, look, and I think all this hatred, I mean, just to kind of, I know we're coming up on the end here the last couple of minutes, but just to kind of, you know, take a step back onto the big picture, I mean, the people, this vitriol, you know, against Trump, I mean, look, Trump is the man, you know, is he perfect? Absolutely not. And does he have downfalls? Absolutely. But it's just like in 1 Samuel, was it 1 Samuel chapter 8, you know, and the Israelites are clamoring for a king, and you know, Samuel says, you know, they hate me, and God says to him, you know, they don't really hate you, they hate me. I mean, in an analogous sense, I mean, these people, they don't really hate Trump. They don't really want to kill Trump, literally, in the case of Madonna and Snoop Dogg and some of these other people. They hate America. I mean, this is really the vitriol. It's not just America.
They hate that there's a body of Americans that respect and adore the Most High God and will do the right thing. They hate us. So, you know, the hatred is directly at us because we have a relationship with God, period. And the devil is coming here as a galactic and cosmic, earthbound abortionist. He wants to abort the entire human race, not only physically, but abort us spiritually. So most of God's children get separated from him forever, which means they go to the place of annihilation. By the way, the soul is not eternal until it's fused with God. So when people say, I have an immortal soul, you're a fool. Until your soul, until your will, and your spirit is fused with the will of the Most High, which is, quote, salvation, you are not eternal. You are a mortal soul. And that's why Jesus said, fear not he who can destroy the body, but he who can destroy the soul. Okay? So you got to take what he said seriously, in hell. And by the way, hell is called a place of annihilation where you're separated from God and you start to cease to exist. Yeah. And the fire, by the way, is not an external fire. It's an internal fire, knowing that you are now being separated from the source that makes you exist. That's what the fire is.
I don't know the finer details of it right now. I know we're coming up at the end here, but my picture is a little bit different. I mean, I look at Revelation 14, says the smoke of their torment shall arise, you know, forever and ever, and there's different passages. I mean,
here's the thing. Forever and ever means time, right? And one of the things I know, because I've been there, is that heaven, there is no past and no future. It's called the eternal now. Where God resides, there is no past or future to God. And where we go when we die, there is no past and there's no future. There's no plans for the future, and there's no regrets from the past. There's no unforgiveness, and there's no lack of empathy, because we're in the eternal now. So where the devil is and those who are separated from God, there's smoke of their torment rises forever because they're caught in time. Time is hell. They're caught in time. Yeah. The residence of the souls of the saved is eternity, which is not involving time.
Yeah, well, they're mocked away eternally.
Exactly,
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Rob, your website is boxofsunglasses.com. The latest two books, and I really enjoy what I've read so far, and I'm going to finish them off before you do your next show, probably next week or week after. And we want to do some videos. I want to do a series of videos and simulcasts. What, in a sense, you're doing is you're being a modern author trying to explain the choices people either do who choose God or the dark side. This is, in a sense, the modern version to the citizens of America and the world to say, choose the light, don't choose the darkness. And in a sense, what you're doing is you're preaching the good news. It says, Jesus said in Matthew 24, he says, and this gospel, the good news, will be preached to the whole world, and then the end will come. You're being preaching the good news, and also by doing that, you're also preaching the bad news. Like, if you don't have this relationship, these bad things are going to happen to you and your nation, and it's going to be unpretty.
Well, what is it? It's unavoidable, okay? And I can't say I'm happy about what I know, and actually I wish I didn't know what I know sometimes. But
yeah, well, you know, any believer does. That's why it says that the smell of the believers to the unbelievers is the stench of death. It says that right in the book of Acts. The smell of the believers to the unbelievers is the stench of their own death.
Right. Right. So really, that's what it boils down to. Look, I mean, I guess I can just conclude with the second Psalm, you know, God says, you know, he's going to laugh at your calamity. He said, why did the heathen rage and the nations rage against me? So why does the world rage against me? And you know, God so laugh at them. And that's, you know, I'll just conclude with that. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, you're like a clown kind of laugh, but God's sitting up there, you know, in the king of the universe and eternal God, and, you know, these little puny people on earth are going to try and challenge him at the Battle of Armageddon. And as they're trying to challenge him now, you know, led by the deceiver in chief, you know, Pharaoh Barry slash Satan. And when he comes back, he's going to laugh. I mean, that's, you know, and again, I can't, you know, I don't know the exact format or, you know, how to, that's what the second psalm says. So that's really...
Well, he's laughing, he's also crying. I mean, one of the things that Jesus said, you know, to do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, to do it to me. Yeah, the reason why he's literally sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane before he even went to the cross was because he was suffering for the people that were lost, the people who were physically suffering illness. That's why we heal people. He said, your sins are forgiven you. What he's saying is he suffered the spirit, the physical and the spiritual death of those that are separated from God forever. This is really big. I mean, that God literally incarnated on earth, suffered their physical and spiritual death, not just for the present, but for the past. Now, the future is going to be a different world. The Passover Peshah is the taking of evil out of the earth, not good. So, in the future world, God is going to intersect eternity with the temporal, and the future world on earth is going to be different. It says, a man will plant a tree and build a home, and he will live in it and eat the fruit thereof. And though a child, a man die or woman die at 100, it shall be considered as the years of a child. In other words, God's going to re-extend human lifespan. They may not live forever, but they'll walk from life into life. They're not going to go through a death process, because the ultimate death to God is separation from Him. Even if your physical body dies 10,000 years from now, if you have a relationship with God, you go from life to life. You do not go from life to death.
Sure.
So that's the kind of world that's coming. It's coming soon, too. Repent, O America, for the day of judgment is not far. The day of salvation is not far. It is time for everyone to realize there's no fence sitters anymore. Apprehend that you don't have to do anything for God. You just have to get in a position to accept God. And He will power wash off the sin and make you righteous. Get these books. Boxofsunglasses.com. You're a great evangelist, Rob, in your way and as a writer.
All right, Dr. Miller, and likewise, I appreciate it. I can't thank you enough, and we'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Take care.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.